If there was one rule in the Roman Empire, it was that you kept the peace. You could do pretty much anything you wanted as long as you didn't cause a ruckus. The Roman Empire operated very much like many parents do. Don't make me come over there. If I come over there, someone's gonna get it. Of course, in the case of parents, that might mean a timeout or a grounding or some other reasonable discipline. But in the case of the Roman Empire, people who caused a ruckus usually received the death penalty. They received a beheading or a poison, and that is if you were a citizen. You received crucifixion if you weren't a citizen. Rome understood that the religious leaders in Jerusalem had a lot of authority with the people. So they made sure that the religious leaders understood that they served at Rome's pleasure. They didn't have to like Rome. They just had to keep things reasonably peaceful. Well, and then along came Jesus. And Jesus causes problems. His ministry attracts crowds. His words touched hearts. His hands opened eyes. And his words and hands were everywhere. His very presence brought about a life that no one had ever known, and a gratitude that could only be described as divine. But Jesus looked like someone who could cause problems and draw the attention of Rome. If Jesus kept going, he could start a rebellion and attract the attention of Rome. On the other hand, if they tried to deal with Jesus and prevent the rebellion, the people would revolt and attract the attention of Rome. Either way, the chief priests and the scribes were afraid that they would lose their place. So they gather on this day and prepare the plot. While everyone around them is preparing for Passover, they are afraid, and in that fear, they prepare for Jesus' death. Ironically, God had given people the Passover so that they would have a place of security, a place of comfort, a place to belong. And that is exactly what God was doing in our story from Exodus. Our Hebrew Bible reading this evening illustrates the very beginning of the story of God freeing the enslaved people and bringing them to a place of comfort and belonging. This story is not primarily Moses versus Pharaoh. That is not the great theme. Nor is it Moses versus the magicians, nor is it even Israel versus Egypt. What we are seeing is a challenge between the one true God, the God of Israel, and the deities of Egypt. As such, the real question, the great theme that is at stake in the great Exodus struggle is, who is the one true God? Who is sovereign over the operation of the entire universe? Who will come to pass in heaven and on earth? That is the great theme which is being recycled through this passage. As we make our way through this season of Lent, we remember the path to the cross, the path to the place where Jesus earned our salvation. Nevertheless, We who live at this time also know how this will turn out. The cross will lead to the grave, but then the grave will be empty. We will receive the promise of resurrection. We receive the promise of a place in God's eternal home. So while we wait here, God has given God's self to us in a very special way that gives us forgiveness, life, and salvation. So tonight, as we continue onward in our Lenten journey, we offer our thanks to God that we are all welcome in God's reign. God is all around and within and brings a promise that God always has a place for us, a place of security, a place of comfort. Jesus' suffering, death, and resurrection do have a purpose. There is no reason to fear. Our sins have been forgiven, and our lives are held with compassion and grace in the hands of the one true God. And what wonderful work God has done and is doing for us and the world. And thanks be to God. Amen.